Praise the Lord. This is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to thank everybody for taking some time off on their Saturday. If you got the email, which I'm sure you did, then you know that the lesson today is going to be on the back office. Now, if you haven't gone to your back office or don't know what to do with the back office, you're not sure, you know, how to work it, how to read it, then this class is definitely for you. Now, we are going to archive this show. So if, you know, let's say you have to hang up halfway through the show, you'll be able to listen to it. Probably on Monday we'll put it on everybody's website, and you can just click that on and re-listen to it. And we'll keep the same website, so you can always go to that mock website that we set up today, or I should say a couple of days ago, and you'll be able to follow along with the instructions like we're going to be doing today. Now, if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask them during the show or after the show. If you have any comments, you're also able, you know, you can also, you know, make a comment if you want. Now, what I'd like to stress here is if you have a question or if there's something you're not understanding as we go along, because, you know, I understand everything because I'm familiar with this, but someone who's maybe hearing this for the first time, you know, maybe they don't understand what I'm saying. So, you know, if you don't, then just click, you know, your one on your touch tone phone and your microphone will light up and I'll put you on the air and you can ask your question. No one will know who you are. You don't have to give your name, you know. But the whole idea is, you know, these training calls are made just for that, to train you how to run your business. You know, if you're not sure what to do on a moment by moment basis, then you're going to get discouraged. And what happens when people get discouraged, they wind up quitting. So it's important that you learn everything you could possibly know about how to run your business. And one of them is, you know, one of the most important things is how to know how to read your back office, because that's your lifeline. Everything that's going on within your own particular group can be found in your back office. Now, has everybody, gone to their computer? I'm going to put everybody on the air right now, okay? And if anybody hasn't gone to their computer, then just say no, and I'll give you a minute or so to go there. Is everybody at their computer right now? Okay, well, nobody's commented, so I guess everybody's fine then. All right. Muted here. Okay. All right. Now, the website you should have gone to, if you're not there yet, go to your address bar. Now, whenever you know, I just want to stress this because I know a lot of times when I talk to people on the phone and I give them their website address, they can't find it, okay? And then I ask them, did you put that address in the search engine or the address bar? And a lot of times they'll say that, you know, I put it in the search engine. Well, see, when you do that, it's not going to work, okay? You know, you're not searching for something that you already know, okay? So you always put it in the address bar. That's the one that's usually all the way on the top, the real long one, okay? And what I want you to do, okay, is type in www.scriptures, S-C-R-I-P-T-U-R-E-S, the number 4, and then us.com, and then put a forward slash, that's the one underneath the question mark, and type in small letters, R-A, Rosario Abati, R-A, 1234, and then press enter on your keyboard. Now, is everybody there? Is somebody not there yet? Press 1 on your touch tone phone and I'll give you a minute or so. Okay, well, I guess everybody's there. Now, what you should be seeing, okay, is the RA website. That's my name, Rosario Abati. So you should see Rosario Abati, you know, at the top there. Or it should say, good afternoon, Rosario, okay? Now, you'll see tabs on the top, okay? All right, first of all, if you went to the website, you need to click on all the way to the right I'm sorry. Click all the way to the right. If you're at the you know, RA1234 web page, all the way to the right, you click on Members Back Office. And when you click that on, a screen should come up, and it should be two fields that are blank. One says username. Now, in that blank, first one on at the top, username, put RA, small letters, RA1234. And then in the password, put Z as in zebra, A as in apple, R as in Rosario, and then again, Z as in zebra, A as in apple, R as in Rosario. So you have RA 1234 at the top one, and in the bottom one, the password should be ZAR, ZAR. Now press submit, and then you should be in the back office now. All right, let me find out if everybody's there. Anybody, is there anybody that didn't get in the back office that didn't work for you? Press 1 on your touch tone phone. Oh, there's somebody, okay.
Just wanted to cap on that username, R-A, lowercase. RA 1234.
Yeah, it's small letter R A, then 1234. That should be the username.
Okay.
Are you in the back office now?
Yes.
Okay. And then the password is ZAR.
And press. Awesome. I'm there.
You in there?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else not in there? Press 1 and I'll, you know, we'll hold it for you. Cause it's good to see this because this is, you know, you're not gonna, if you're new and you go to your own back office, you're not going to see anything there unless you have people already in there and people ordering products. So that's why we set this up, kind of see what it's going to look like once you start getting people into your group, okay? All right, I'm assuming now that everybody is in there, okay? So you should see a screen. It'll say on the top, Scriptures for Us, and then it'll have your name, you know. Good afternoon, Rosario, you know. Welcome to Scriptures for Us back office and so forth and so on. And on the right-hand side, you'll see some information, you know, about you and the sponsor and so forth and so on. Okay, now the first thing I want to do is click on the tab that says Profile. Okay, this is going to be all the information that you have submitted yourself, okay? Now, if you want to change anything, all you need to do is click on Edit Profile. Okay, and if you want to change, the only thing you can't change here is your username. In fact, I don't even think there's a field for that. But if you want to change your email address, you can do that there. But it's always a good idea to let us know, because if you change that, then it's going to be changed on your website or our site, but it's not going to be changed in our record. So when we go to send you an email, we're going to have the old email address and not the new one. And the phone number is really about the only thing you really can't change. That we have to do on this end, okay? But the easiest thing to do is just call us, and what we'll do is we will change it for you right over the phone. It only takes a few minutes. Now, if you scroll down a little further, you'll see edit your password, okay? Now, you can't edit, again, your username, but you can edit your password, okay? So if you want to change your password to whatever it is, you know, to something else, you can do that here and just got to do it twice. So you make sure it's exactly right each time, then click Change Password Only. Okay? And if you have trouble with that, just give us a call. Take us just a few minutes to correct that, okay? Or if after this class, if you still have any questions about, you know, your back office, you're more than welcome to call us. We can run you right through it. See that? Toll-free number that you call, that line is specifically set up to help our members. You know, we're not taking other phone calls from distributors that are asking for information. And so that's strictly to help our members in cases like this. If they have questions about their back office or somebody in their downline or something, we always have the time to do that because we're not flooded with phone calls, you know, every 2 minutes or something. All right, the next one is the tab called Genealogy. Click that on. And then always says, you know, Build Report. That's always going to show up no matter where you go, okay? Now, you'll see that, you know, of course, it has your name, well, my name at top, so but would have your name because you're the sponsor, of course. And if you scroll down, you'll see members, okay? So we got 1, 2, 3, 4 members. Of course, we just put fake names there. So you got 1X, 1-1, 1-2, and 1-Czar. Now, in this particular screen, okay, you see that person's ID number, like 1X, their ID number is 112XXX, and so forth and so on. Next to that, you'll see a blue box that says email. Now, if you want to email just that particular person, okay, then you can click that email on, and you can send a message to only that person. If you want to send a message to your whole group, I'll tell you how to do it in a few minutes. Now, sometimes certain browsers don't work with this for whatever reason. So if it doesn't work, then you might want to try switching your browser to Firefox. It's free. You can just go into your searches and put Firefox, and you can download that browser. That's a good browser. More and more people are starting to use that because it's very reliable, okay? And it takes, you know, like a minute to download it, and you're right there. And you can, you know, use that as your default browser. And then when you put an email, you know, it should go through. If it doesn't, give us a call because, we'd like to find out what – I mean, we can make some suggestions on how to maybe do it on your end. But that's only if you want to send one particular person a message. All right, now let's go to the next box, commissions, okay? See, now what's good about these back offices is you can keep track of, you know, up to the minute how much money you're earning. You won't have to order a downline report or anything like that, you know, because you'll have all that information right in front of you, okay? Now you should see commissions at top, and then you have two fields there. View your commissions, and underneath that, view your first level volume. So let's click on the view your commissions, and then build report. Now you'll see, you know, your information will be up there and so forth. On level one, how many people? You don't even have to worry about that, okay? Personally active, that's the means to people that actually ordered the auto ship. And then your personal volume, okay, 1995, and then the group volume, which doesn't include yours, okay, is 5985. And then total sales, that includes yours as well, would be 4. So, but actually, personally active people would be 3. Total sales, including yours, would be 4. And then commission paid, 5386. Check amount is always going to be the same, you know, 5386. So right there, it shows you your commission, you know, how much you're going to be earning up to that point. Of course, if it's like the beginning of the month or the middle of the month, that's going to change as people start, as you start to add people to your group and they start to join the auto program. Okay, now click back on commissions again, the tab at top, and then you got the two commissions, view your commissions, and underneath that's view first level volume. Click that on. And then build report. And now you see all your members now. They're not like the genealogy, okay? They're all different here, okay? Now, you'll see first name, last name, phone number. You didn't have that in the genealogy report, but here you do have the phone number. Personally sponsored members, once they start sponsoring people, you'll see like they might have one there or two or whatever. Your company sponsored is you don't have to understand this at all. You could just ignore the thing, but personally sponsored members would be people that person, okay, when a person signed up under them, they went directly to that person's site, okay? When people come in through the co-op, okay, they go to the company sponsored site. So then what we do with that person that went to the company website, we change that from company to whoever's next on the co-op advertising program, and then that person becomes their personally sponsored member. See, so when you look at your personally sponsored member, let's say you got two there, so that means that two of their personally sponsored members went to their particular website. You might have one company sponsored member. That means that that person went to the company website and then we switched it over. But the main thing is you'll have always the correct amount of people that are in your group, okay? Now, if you go all the way to the right, and don't even worry about the personally sponsored, company sponsored, it's really not that important, okay? It's just there for whoever wants to see it, you know, but it's really not going to make one bit of difference as far as you understanding what's going on here, because what you really want to understand here is who's ordering, who's on the co-op, I mean, who's on the auto ship program. So if we look at the first name, okay, 1-1, and go all the way to the right, we see personal volume. That's their personal volume now. And we see 1995, okay? So now we know that that person, 1995, we know that they joined the Bible Lessons Online or the Bible Lessons on CD. Whenever you see 1995, you know that that person joined either one of those, okay? And then you go to 1X, and that person also has 1995. And you go to 1ZAR, and you see his field under personal volume is blank. There's nothing there, which means he hasn't joined the auto program yet. Okay? And then 1-2 at the bottom, 1995. So that means you have four people in your group, and three of them are on the auto program. Okay? So the easiest way to figure your commission, and you should do this, okay, is take whatever totals there. Now, what you're going to see once in a while is you're not going to see 1995. You might see something a little less than that or something a little higher than that because we also have the products program. So if someone joins the, let's say, the Fighter Gold program, okay, you're going to see instead of 1995 on there, you're going to see like something like $20.23, something like that. But whatever's in those columns, okay, you always, if you add them all together and multiply by 90%, then it should be the same as what's under the your commission. So let's find out, okay? So we got 19.95 times 3 equals 59.85. Okay, that's what the total of that comes. Of course, as time goes by, it's going to be, you know, in the hundreds eventually. So you just add them all up if that's what you want to do, okay? And that's a good idea because, you know, the computer doesn't make mistakes, but people that put these in there sometimes do, okay? So we got $59.85 is your total amount of sales within your group. So if you take $59.85 times 0.9, your commission should be $53.86. So let's go back to commissions. Click on that button again. Go back to your commissions, right? And they're 85, okay? I put the 0.5 back on there, but it's 59.85, so that's correct. Now, let's say that you saw, times 2 equals times 0.9. Let's say you saw something like $35.92. Well, wait a minute. That's not correct, right? Because if you go back to your commissions, I mean your first level volume, you saw that you had three people. And that came up to $59.85. Now, all of a sudden, you got $35.92, so something's wrong, okay? That means that more than likely that one particular person hasn't been uploaded yet, okay? Now, what you need to do, okay, is it'd be a good idea to give us a call, and we'll fix that right while you're over the phone, okay? Because we don't want anybody to get cheated out of a commission. But again, see, all these commissions are calculated once. If they're put in, they need to be, you know, they need to be uploaded to this particular site. And sometimes they don't do that right away. They might wait till the end of the day because they might have a whole bunch of people. They want to, you know, upload all at once. So if that's the case, then we'll, you know, upload it while you're right on the phone and everything should be straight. Okay, now does anybody have any questions so far on anything that we've talked about? Press 1 on your touchtone phone. Here's somebody. Okay, you're on the air. Hello?
Sorry about that. I was just a little late coming in, so that's
okay.
What happened. So now I logged into my site, so I was able to follow with you on that. I don't have any questions. It's just because I was late coming in.
You don't have any what now?
No, I don't have any questions. I started following.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, what you need to do is this is going to be archived. So are you? Did you go to the website yet?
Yes, I did.
The one that we have, we sent you?
No, no, not the one you sent me. This is the one I have.
Your
I
own
have,
website?
My own, yeah. It looks like they had two people that sign in, that sign out.
Okay. What you could do, if you want, go to their address bar.
Right.
Okay. And then leave in, you know, delete everything else starting at the right, you know, backspace until you get, till there's only scriptures4us.com in there. Can you do
right.
that?
Right.
Okay, then put a forward slash.
Right.
And then put R-A, like Rosario Abati, and then 1234. And that should bring you up to the site we're looking at right now.
Okay.
You got it?
I'm there right now.
Did you get there yet?
First, tell me not found. Page not found.
All right, what do you have in your address bar? Why don't you clear the whole thing?
Right, it's all clear. I have scriptures4us.com/RA/1234.
No. Just one forward slash. scriptures4us.com/RA/1234.
Right. Okay. All right, I'm in.
You're in?
Right.
All right, go to the you know, get out of the... where the music is, click on enter my site,
right.
And then on, all the way to the right, there's the back office. Click that on.
Right.
Did you do that?
I did.
Right.
I'm in member back office.
All right. Now, in username, okay, put R-A, small letters, you know, 1234.
R-A, 1234.
No, R-A. Like Rosario Abati, R-A, 1234. That's the username. You do that?
Yes.
And the password is Z as in zebra, A as in... Pardon?
It's just like, it looks like that. It's frozen a little bit, so I'm just trying to... if it catches up.
I'm sorry, your phone is garbling. I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying. Are you at that Rosario Abati website?
No, not yet.
All right, well, why don't you do this? We'll leave you on the air. And once you
okay.
get there, you know, just let me know. I'll just leave you on the air. But let's get back to the website, okay? All right, so the last thing I did was talk about the commissions, if they're not equal to what the first level volume says, and you need to give us a call, okay? Now, here's an important tab you should be using all the time, okay? Because it only takes 1 minute, 2 minutes to do this. And what you need to do is you need to keep in contact with your people. Now, once your group starts to grow and you start getting hundreds of people in your group, what's going to be next, it's going to be impossible, really, to get on the phone and call these people. Because, you know, you don't have enough time to do that. So the only alternative you have is you must send them all an email. Now, this is what this email group is, okay? You see it, if you click the tab on email, it says email group. You should see three boxes. One is subject, the big one is body, and then email downline. Now, what you want to use this for, just use it maybe once or no more than twice a month, because you don't want to bombard people with emails, okay? Maybe once a month is probably enough, but if you want to do it twice, then do it at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month, okay? But here's what you want to do. Is you always want to make this particular email something that you yourself are experiencing with the company. So, in other words, you're not going to put in the subject co-op advertising program, and then in the body, dear member, you know, Scriptures for Us has a co-op advertising program, and they recommend that we join it, you know. See, then now you're talking about the company, what we recommend, and so forth and so on. And, you know, or let's say you put in there, Scriptures Invigorating Bath and Shower Gel. And then you put in the body with Dear Member. Scriptures has this great product called Invigorating Bath and Shower Gel. I'm going to be ordering some soon, so I think it might be a good idea that you do. No, you don't want to put in anything like that. You want to put something that you are already experiencing with the company. In other words, it's a testimony about something that you yourself are experiencing with the company right now. Okay. For instance, let's say you joined the Bible lessons online. Okay, and you listen to them and you like them a lot, you know. And so what you might do is in the subject, you put the Bible lessons online. Then in the body, you put Dear Member. You can't put everybody's name in there. It has to be, you know, it goes to everybody, so you couldn't put everybody's name in there. So put Dear Member, you know, and then put I just joined the Bible Lesson Online auto program, and I started listening to the lessons, and I really love them. They've helped me a lot. And I know now that I'm qualified as a member, I'll be able to get 90% commission if any of my other members join. If you haven't joined any of the auto programs, it might be a good idea to join one of them as soon as possible. And then what you want to do is put down the toll-free number they can call, 1-844-246-6760. You know, and put, you know, that's always on your website. And or you might want to put the actual website that they can go to sign up on the web. And the way you find that out is you go to your website and you click on the tab that says 24-hour store. Okay, when you do that, the first site you're going to come up is the auto program. So all you do is, you know, copy the address that's in the address bar. You know, highlight it and then copy it and then paste it in that body there. So now you have, Dear Member, I just joined the auto program. I really love the lessons I'm hearing. I'm looking forward to getting the monthly ones each month. If you haven't joined this program yet or one of the other ones, it might be a good idea that you do it as soon as possible. Here's the website. Boom, you know, paste it in there. Or if you want to call it, here's the number. God bless, and then put your name and email. See, and that'll go to your entire group, okay, one shot. See, so I always want to make sure it's something that you're experiencing. Let's say you bought some of that invigorating bath and shower gel. So you put in the subject, invigorating bath and shower gel. Body, Dear Member, I just ordered some of the invigorating bath and shower gel, and I can tell you right now, I really love it. It smells great. It doesn't dry my skin out. And if you haven't tried any of their products, I highly recommend that you do. And, you know, here's the website you can go to. And then, again, you go to the website, online web store, and you click on that one. You want to put all the categories. You can actually leave it right there if you want. And then paste that address in the body. And then, or so you could say, well, or you can call and give your order over the phone, toll free 844-246-6763, and email that. Boom, email right to all your downline. Okay, let's say that you got an email and you're not sure whether or not some of the people, they might have missed it that day about the, you know, the training call. So let's say like on a Friday, you might want to call them. I mean, you might want to put an email saying, you know, training call, and put in the body, Dear Member, I'm going to be listening in on the training call this Saturday at 2 p.m. If you've never listened to them, it might be a good idea to do that. Here's the number to call, and here's the times, you know, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. Just repeat what's in your email. Looking forward to seeing you, talking to you today. And then send that out. So this will remind them, hey, you're going to be on there. So you're just encouraging them to do the same thing. And one more I'll give you as an example. Let's say you joined the co-op advertising program. So you'd put in the subject co-op advertising, okay? And in the body you put, I just joined the co-op advertising program. I've been in there for about a month now. And I've already got 3 people joining my group. One of them has already joined the auto program, so I can see that this is going to work. And if you haven't joined the co-op advertising program, then I highly recommend that you do it as soon as possible, because that will help you build your group better than anything else. I mean, you know, use your own words, you know. But what you need to do is, and then, you know, give them the website they can go to. or they can, you know, give them the phone number, they can call toll free. So what you want to do is make it short and sweet and something that directly that you yourself are experiencing with the company. Of course, if you don't, if you're not experiencing something, like you, let's say you never ordered the co-op advertising program, well, you don't want to lie to people, and, you know, and say, well, you're on it and you got people, you know, be honest about everything that you say and something that you yourself are experiencing. Or you might want to put, you know, I called the office and they really helped me. If you ever need any help, I recommend you call the office. Here's the toll-free number, and it'll help you without any question, you know. See, so you can pick a, you know, a different, 100 different subjects you can put in there, okay? And it's always something that you yourself are experiencing. Now, there's no reason why you couldn't put the same subject, maybe like more than once. You know, like maybe 1 month you might put the co-op, and then maybe like the end of that month you might put something about the auto program. And then the following month you could do this, you know, put those two things in there again, you know, because maybe you would look in your back office and you see that so-and-so didn't join the co-op and he's been in a couple months, you know. Then what you might want to do is you go to your genealogy report. Click that on. Okay. And then build report. So click on your genealogy report. Now you see all your members. So let's say that the first one there, 1X, okay. You know, you go in the first level volume and you see he doesn't have any volume there, so which means he hasn't joined the auto program yet. It's been like a couple months. So now if you want to send that particular person, then you click on his email there, and it'll bring up a screen, a regular email screen. You put in there in the subject, you know, co-op advertising program or auto program. And just, you know, casually put in there, you know, Joe, I see you haven't joined the auto program yet. I highly recommend that you do. I'm on that program. And the only way you can qualify for a commission is if you join one of the auto programs. Here's the link. Go there. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to call me. Here's my number. If you want to, if I can't help you, then you're more than welcome to call the company toll-free. Or really what you might recommend is, you know, if you have any questions, call the company. We always like it when people call us rather than the person, because somebody might be new and sometimes you get stuck because you don't know the answer to something and that doesn't look good. So it's better to always say, if you have any questions, you know, call the company because they'll be able to give you a 100% accurate answer. See, that's only when you want to send one individual. The emails when you want to send something to your whole downline. But again, you don't want to, like, hound people. You don't want to beg people, okay? You just want to keep in touch with them on a regular basis. You know, when someone first joins your group, you want to call them. You're instructed. When you'll get an email telling you exactly what you need to do. And if you don't know, we tell you, and I'll tell you again, we always recommend that you call that person. And just to make sure that they received the same email that you did, okay? And if they didn't, that means more than likely the email address maybe wasn't correct. Now, some people say, well, how'd that happen? Well, see, we have a 24-hour automated line, so it goes to a voicemail. It's not a live operator. This wouldn't happen if we had a live operator 24 hours, but we don't, okay? So someone might be giving their email address as Joe4Jesus, okay? And then, of course, they hang up the phone. So we got all the information, their address, so forth and so on, phone number, and then they give their email address, Joe for Jesus. All right, well, what for is that? Is it Joe, F-O-R, Jesus, or is it George, F-O-U-R, Jesus, or George the number four, Jesus? See, there's three options, right? So we don't know for sure which one of those it is, so we might, you know, put what we feel, which one it is. Maybe so we'll put a 4 when it could have been F-O-U-R. So when you call that person up and you ask them, did you receive any information about your website and your membership and scriptures for us? And say, no, I didn't receive anything. Okay. So, okay, well, let's double check your email address. You might be wrong. And if they, you know, tell them, all right, here's the email address I have. It's Joe, F-O-R, Jesus. And they say, well, no, that's not it. It's Joe, the number four, Jesus. So you need right, you know, right there, okay, there's a error there. So you tell them, oh, Joe, what I'll do is I'll call the company and I'll give them the correct email address, and then they'll send you an email telling you everything about your website. And once you get the website, what I want you to do is I want you to, you know, enter your website, and there's a yellow tab on top there that says how to get started. So you click that on, and it'll tell you everything that you need to know about how to get started. And if you have any questions, you know, I always say this. And if you have any questions, the company recommends that you call them. So any question you have, you're going to know it's 100% accurate, okay? Because you don't want to start getting into training people, getting into long, you know, conversations, because most people don't like doing that, okay? So it's best, you know, of course, if there's something you can answer, then that's fine, you know. Like, when do the checks go out? Well, they go out on the 10th of each month. If there's something that you can answer. But it's always best to have them call the company or tell them to email if they have a question, okay? Now, if they say no, or, I mean, if the email is just correct, but they didn't receive any email, then tell them, Joe, what you need to do is look in your junk mail, okay? Because a lot of times, sometimes it'll fall in your junk mail or your spam folder. Look in there if it's there. Now, again, if it's there, then click on the How to Get Started tab, and it'll tell you everything you need to know to get started. You know, it's just really a very simple program. It's not complicated. There's really not a lot to know. All you have to do is follow those three steps, okay? Now, if they did, then you just, oh, yeah, I got the email. Well, the only thing you want to tell them at that point is, good, I'm glad you got it. Did you look over your website yet? You know, say, no, I didn't look at it yet. Okay, well, here's what I want you to do when we hang up. I want you to go to your website, and I want you to click on that yellow tab and just read everything there. It'll take about 5 minutes, if that, and just follow everything that's there. That's, you know, this program is so simple. All you have to do is those three steps, and that's about it, okay? But if you have any questions, you know, it's probably a good idea. You call the company, so everything that any question you have is going to be 100% accurate. And that's what you want. You want questions that are going to be answered 100% accurately. Because what happens is when people try to answer questions themselves, like, for instance, somebody was telling people, because they didn't know or they were just guessing, they were telling people, well, you have to join the co-op advertising program and the auto program in order to receive a commission. Well, see, that's not true. See, as a result, people thought, well, I want to just join the auto program for now, maybe join the co-op advertising later. So they didn't join. See? So that person was giving somebody incorrect information, and that's the last thing you want to do, because you'll lose members doing that. I hope that everybody understands that. All right, let me get back to... All right, did you get your to that website yet? Hello?
Yes, I did. I got to the website, and it's right now I was just following you in the email.
You're in the actual thing? Okay. All right, let's do this then. Let's just kind of briefly go over everything. What do you see right now on your screen?
Right now I'm over at the email where it said email group, subject, body. And so I'm there right now.
Oh, okay. All right, what does it say at the top? Do you see?
I have scripture for us, welcome, profiling, geology, commission.
Well, what's underneath that? Would it say, good afternoon, Rosario?
Welcome. Say, yes, good afternoon, Rosario.
Okay, so you're in the right place. Okay. All right, click on the genealogy report. We'll just go over this, you know, we want you to learn, you know. And then click on build report. Did you hear what I was saying about that earlier?
Yes, I did. I got interested when you were talking about it.
You got that part,
report.
Okay. Now, the commissions, this is really the most important thing. It really helps you more people than anything, is when you go to your first level volume, okay, you build report. You do that?
Right. I'm here right now.
Okay. Yeah, do it right now. Yeah.
Okay.
So now you see four people there. We just put fake names, you know. And all the way to the right, you see 1995, 1995, 1995. It means all these people joined the auto program. And
right.
One czar, his box is empty. I mean, he hasn't joined any of the auto programs. So if whatever figures are there, of course, they're going to be maybe a little less and sometimes a little more if someone joined the product program, okay? But whatever's there, okay, you total that all up and then multiply by 0.9%, which is 90%, and that should give you the same total. Now click on the commissions. Click on that tab again.
Okay,
because we got 1995, which comes to 5985, and put your commissions, build report. Okay, total in the first level volume was 5985, right?
Right.
And that's what you got there. Group volume 5985 times 90% would be 5386, and that's the same figure you should have come up with. If there's a discrepancy there, then all you have to do is call us, that's all.
Okay.
Now, did you understand the thing about the email?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So you can go back to this site because, you know, if you're new, you're not going to really have did you see the profile one? Did you understand that part?
No, I guess I did not.
Okay,
did not
click that on, profile.
Profiling, right?
Yeah, profile. And then click Edit Profile. I didn't put any address or anything in there, but that's where you can change your address. The only thing you can't change here is your phone number. We have to do that.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, you'll see if you want to change your password. You can't change your username. Your username is something we have to do. But whatever your username, it really doesn't matter. It's only, you know, so people can get to your website. That's all. And if you want to change that, then whatever changes you made, you click at the bottom, click to change password only, and then you're done, okay? But most people don't even do that. But when you change something, it only changes on your website, but it doesn't change on our end, okay, on our profile. So what you have to do is give us a call so we can, you know, if you change your email address and you have it correct on your website, but we have a different email address in our system, then when we go to send an email to you, it's not going to come to you. So if you do that, always a good idea to give us a call, okay?
Okay.
And those testimonies, we don't even use that. Product alerts, we don't use that. Resources, we don't use that. They're just there. We never bother to use them because they're really not that important. So the only things you want to worry about really are genealogy, commissions, and your email. And that's about it. It's real simple once you know exactly what to do. Does anybody else have a question by any chance? Or comment? I don't know if this. Let me try this person again. Hold on. Hello, are you there? Okay, well.